West Durham. ACC Network, ESPN, joining us now on the Heister Automotive Group Outline. Wes, what up, man?
I highly recommend the Brief History podcast.
Thank
highly
you.
Recommended. It's been excellent. And last year was good, too, and this has been equally good. Congratulations. Job well done.
It was one of those things that started last year when I talked to Tony Haynes, the Wolfpack Radio Network, who was the sideline analyst and studio host for the coaches show for Roman Gabriel, that got me going, this is way more than one episode.
Yeah.
way more than one episode. I feel like we could probably do multiple shows. Actually, we already have done multiple shows on UNC since the season has ended. So, Wes, do you want to start with who's staying in Chapel Hill or who is leaving in Chapel or leaving Chapel Hill?
Well, we can have the who's staying conversation because it's really not that big a surprise.
Armando Bacot announced today, or at least through Jeff Goodman, and now he's tweeting through it, including jokey tweets about Perry Ellis. He's now North Carolina's Perry Ellis, that he's going to be coming back for another season. Yeah, I'm not surprised either. The real question around Armando Bacot is who's going to be around him.
That's cool.
And it's not just the young guys who didn't get playing time. I'm talking about R.J. Davis and Caleb Love. That's going to be the curious part.
I think you're right, and I think that's the part about Carolina as a whole that will be the, you know, if we can say it, the core of whatever Hubert Davis's third team looks like. In addition to, I mean, look, Dontre Styles is in the portal. Doesn't mean he's staying in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Does he come back? You know, where does this all fall is going to really be interesting. And Carolina's a pretty good case study for the volatility of that market right now, in addition to who else they may have recruited or whatever the case may be.
West Durham, ACC Network, ESPN, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Joe Ovius. I'm Joe Giglio. What do you think of the job that Hubert Davis has done through two seasons following a legend?
I think he's done as good a job as you could have hoped for, given the transitional nature of it, in that it was done, late spring of 21, right?
April 1st, April 1st.
So he was done spring of April 1st of 21. He obviously built a very Carolina-centric staff. They have done, by as much as I follow recruiting, I think they've done a nice job in recruiting. I think the frustration is probably that you have seen players come and go in each of the last couple of years, and what all does that mean? You know, the transfer portal for Brady Manick, the transfer portal for Pete Nance. Is there this, you know, aircraft carrier or battleship that comes via the portal every year for his teams? I think in a perfect world, he would probably, like we talked about last week, I think he'd probably prefer to, you know, maybe sign a couple, three high school guys and have them stay 4 years and let that be a piece of what he's building as much as he'd like to be the portal. But right now, as you know, we said this last week, the portal is overwhelming to a point that I don't think coaches are going to hand out 13 scholarships anymore.
No.
And I think that's part of this, too. I think you also have to respect the landscape of which he got the job. You know, and obviously the comparisons with what goes on at Duke are going to be fast and furious because of that year difference and what John Shire did this year, what Hubert did last year, so on and so forth. I think the portal is dictating just about every major transaction right now. High school recruiting feels like it's kind of secondary at some point, to be honest.
How much lenience or patience or credit does the first year get him, in your opinion?
I think it gets him a lot. I think it gets him to a point where, let's say it doesn't go great next year, there'll be some people fired up about it, but at the same time, I think this is something that a lot of people wanted to happen, and it did happen. And, you know, the systems check is going to happen. There's going to be guys and things that have to change if it doesn't go well. But, you know, do we really know what next year is going to be like right now? We used to have that feel, Joe. I'm not sure we know what next year is like right now.
Now, I can envision a scenario where if it doesn't go well, then we're having a much more serious conversation about Hubert Davis and that job, because the expectations at UNC are a little bit different than they are at other places. And
that's fair. Right.
As much as the transfer portal is discussed, you see how there can be quick turnarounds based on the talent that you bring in. And if you're North Carolina, you have certain advantages because you're North freaking Carolina,
right?
That you should have access and the money, if they want to play that game, to bring in the talent that you ultimately want. Joe's ultimately fixated on the idea that you got to a championship game, and that buys you exponential amounts
not,
of time.
But how does that not buy you more than one
because,
bad year?
Because,
I think it does. Don't get me wrong.
No, but this is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
And this is the thing that I was screaming at all throughout this year. Yes, they got to the championship. Awesome. They buried Coach K. Awesome. I got that.
Yeah.
But what was the majority of that season? What was the majority?
The majority of the season was probably pretty frustrating, much like this season was.
Right. So at some point, and ultimately this upcoming year is going to be the true test of it because it's looking like you're going to have more of the same group back. See, I'm of the opinion that it's the group. It's the group. It's not the coach. And at some point, Hubert Davis is going to have to be able to get his guys and make the program what he wants it to be.
Sure.
And that's why I was really fascinated by what this roster turnover was going to look like. If you're telling me that it was...
They're not going to be as many of his guys or as much holdover. I mean, Puff Johnson's in the portal, and hypothetically, either Love or Davis goes in the portal. I mean, that's pure speculation on my
part. If Davis goes, I think it's a bigger problem. If Love goes, then we can have a conversation about what next year is going to look like, and there can actually be some positive.
Okay, between the three of us, not one of us thinks that Caleb Love is going to play basketball for North Carolina next year, right?
No.
I do not.
Okay, and all three of us do think RJ Davis is going to play for them next year.
I do, yes.
Okay. So what I think Hubert needs to do, and I think he will do, you have Armando Baca and RJ Davis coming back. You are the University of North Carolina. You go and you get two shooting guards to go with the, or get a point guard and another shoot. Get two guys who can shoot out of the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get yourself somebody who can defend on the wing and get yourself a backup big if Jalen Washington decides he doesn't want to play basketball there anymore.
Well,
is not a hard ask.
It's not.
No. And maybe
that's why I'm saying maybe just calm down a little bit if you're Carolina.
That's why it shouldn't be an issue. That's what I'm ultimately. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be an issue because what you're laying out is that's what they should do.
Yeah,
but what's his point? We don't know.
We don't know. And the other thing is, we had that rush a week ago Monday where guys were falling into the portal like .com stocks early, right? And now we're getting to the point where, and I can't pronounce the kid's name from Arizona that just went in the portal today, who's the shooting guard who hit, 40% of threes in the Pac-12 last year or this past year? I mean, you're getting guys like that now that are finding their way into the portal. You're going to get the guys from the draft that think they got to go to the draft. And, you know, this whole deal with Judah Mintz, I mean –
Let me ask you this, though, Wes, because you obviously we all know who your dad is and we all know you followed all this and we all know your expertise on ACC basketball. Are we missing the conversation with Hubert in this sense? Dean Smith played basketball a certain way. Roy Williams then spent his entire career trying to perfect that way of playing basketball, if not playing it a little bit faster. Right.
Yeah.
Hubert has come in and he's not playing that way.
No,
they're not fast. They're not deep. They don't seem to be particularly bright in the way that they play.
Mm.
Right?
So you're kind of making my argument.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Are we missing the argument here? Are we missing the argument? Are Carolina fans, is that what they're looking at going now? Why would you do something that's worked since 1963, and go against it.
Yeah.
Because even Matt Doherty, Matt Doherty in his 3 years, we're playing the secondary break.
There's also nothing wrong with changing it if there's success. I mean, you can look at what John...
Which some people wanted, though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They wanted a difference in play.
Bubba wants this. Bubba's entire task at Carolina is to drag it out of the old ways, sometimes to varying results because of the people who have the money.
But let me ask you this. Are we not, and let's take Carolina and Duke out of the equation here and just talk about developing teams.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we could be talking about anybody. You're only hurting yourself if you don't sit and have the whiteboard conversation as a staff in this springtime while you're also trying to get the portal and build rosters and do all these other things. You're only hurting yourself as a program long term if you don't have the composition and philosophical discussions about style of play, right? Mm-hmm. At both ends of the floor, let alone just right. one end.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk all we want to about playing two bigs and averaging, you know, 90 a game or 80 a game like they did at times with Roy when it was, you know, Ty Lawson or Raymond Felton or whatever the case may be. You could make that argument at Duke. I thought John Shire this year introduced some new philosophy into what Duke does, mm-hmm. right?
Agree.
Some of it was similar, tightened up the bench late in the year, just like KU's too, all those things. But I would say this. I think the picture that we're focusing on right now has to do with the volatility of the roster, when at times I think you have to be careful that it's not a bigger picture of style, of philosophy, of structure of your offense, composition of defense, whatever the case may be. You don't want to get lost in the minutia of, well, damn, if we don't get this cap from the portal, we're not going to have our, quote, leaky black next year.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of
I guess the larger question is, how do you evolve and how do you avoid becoming Nebraska football? Right.
That's exactly. And because that's a Nebraska, fair question to ask, Joe.
Nebraska
really fair
was successful forever a certain way. And then yep. they went the other way. Remember, they yes. brought in Bill Callahan. It was like, oh, we're going to do this. And it's like, yes. wait a second.
And this is.
You've been successful
well,
this way.
This is my
for
fault.
For so long.
This is my fault as a supposedly trained radio professional of failing to make my point in that. It's not just about the transfers, okay?
No.
It's right. not. It's if you look at it from just a specific context of, well, these guys transferred, and it's like, well, look at their minutes, X, Y, Z. It's easy to understand. No. At Carolina, there's a bigger context taking place. And I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because I'm sitting here pointing this out like, y'all, things are different now. If we all recognize things are different, then why are we acting as though Carolina can just keep doing what they've always done? And Hubert has a very difficult task of doing that. Can he do it? Can he do it? Well, that remains to be seen. And that's why I think this is probably the most important offseason in Carolina basketball modern history. Straight up.
But don't we agree, too, that it's a two-track conversation? One about offense and defensive style.
Yeah, that's all part of it.
Roster.
That's all part of it.
Okay.
If Hubert Davis is going to get guys that want to play what he wants to do and is mm-hmm. successful with it, then the light bulb will go on. That's what I was saying about John Shire. People will accept what John Shire is doing at Duke because guess what? It worked in season one. Last year, again, I think Armando Bacot said it best. This year was talking about last year. And that was the biggest problem for them all year long. They couldn't get over last year. And that's why I keep yelling at you about the Final Four. Move on.
It still has to count for something, though, in terms of the people who are ready to fire him
yeah.
if there's a bad year next year. Your accomplishments count for something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the same school that was getting ready to get rid of Bill Guthridge after two Final Fours. So it is what it is.
Again, that gets to the standard.
It gets to the standard.
And a different standard.
Last question before we go, Wes. Time flies when we're having fun. And this conversation, this last question is going to take a little bit of time. Because here's something I want you to consider. I brought this up to Giglio yesterday.
Okay.
With the amount of transfers that happen now.
Yeah.
We've just seen four at UNC, including one guy who's local from Kinston. That was recruited by Kevin Keats at NC State.
Oh, we're going to have Bones McKinney.
When's the last time
McKinney.
Was it that long ago?
Bones McKinney started his career first of all, he played high school ball at Durham High.
Yes.
He then
went to there was only Durham High.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And then he went to NC State.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to serve his country in World War II,
yeah.
and he came out of World War II and played for Lieutenant Colonel Ben Carnevale and the North Carolina Tar Heels. Or as my dad used to like to tell him, Bones went to NC State, then the war, and took to the preaching and finally understood he had to go to Carolina.
Found religion. So I feel like there's an opportunity for the inverse, where Dontrezl Styles goes to UNC. He's
so now
announced.
You're just poking the bear.
Now he's transferred. Hey, it's not like Kevin Keats didn't want him. Who's to say he doesn't?
No question.
Everybody wanted him. Who's to say he doesn't do an intra-triangle transfer and goes to NC State?
We might as well go ahead and get comfortable with it because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Absolutely, it's going to happen.
I feel like this is going to happen.
It's like the people last year, Carolina fans, I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
when after they beat Duke and Cameron, didn't want to play Duke in the Final Four. Those Carolina fans, mom, hello, didn't want to play Duke in the Final Four. Why? Because they did not want to give back what they had done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for everybody. There's going to be an NC State player like Bones McKinney that goes to Carolina. There's going to be the Carolina player that goes to NC State. And let me tell you what else is going to happen before we're done with this mad, mad world that Governor Baker has yet to neutralize.
Don't cross those blue streams. Don't you
dare.
We're
going to have somebody do the 8 mile walk on 15501.
No.
Sure we will.
That's too crazy. Tell me we won't. That's too crazy. Although, who on Duke's roster would leave to go to, Chapel Hill right now?
Hold on. And I know we're up against the clock because they're pressing issues that have to be discussed on the OG.
Yeah, the OG mixtape, for instance.
Oh, my gosh. And that's sponsored now. Congratulations.
It is. Thank you.
It is.
How about this? How about the fact over the last 40-odd years, for rough sake, how many times were Duke and Carolina, Gillio, down to the last two for how many players?
It's been
the last
minute,
two schools.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Tell kid, me Mitchell. Mark Mitchell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mark Mitchell. Harry Giles. I mean, Danny Ferry.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
That would be crazy. You would have to be the ultimate villain to want to do it, though.
It could be worse.
Like, you'd have to have some kind of personality.
It could be worse. I'm just going to tell you, Duke Carolina's not the worst it could be.
Oh, Auburn, Alabama. It would fear for the person's life.
No. Maryland. No, Auburn, Alabama's happened.
Yeah, it's happened.
In football?
It would be if Maryland was still in the league and one went from Durham to College Park or vice versa.
If J.J. Redick had completed his career at Maryland.
That would have been amazing.
Russell Wilson going from State to Carolina.
Oh, we're going to have that, too.
I mean, we got Brendan Armstrong in Virginia.
We're going to have it. Get ready until Governor Baker
T.J. Thorpe, our colleague.
T.J. Thorpe.
T.J. Thorpe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Played at Virginia, right?
Yep. Carolina to Virginia.
That's a pipeline.
Obvious. I don't know why you're – don't worry about this. Go ahead and let's go.
All right, let's go. Well, I'm calling it right now.
No, he's not worried. He's rooting for
it. No, I'm calling it.
I'm worried about the Duke Carolina one. That's the one I'm worried about.
Whenever he starts this now, just look at him and go, you're Don King in it again. Just fight promoting all over again.
Wes,
that's all you're
when
doing.
I fight promote,
hey, you got to get the people going.
No. Whoa. That's accusing me of being a particular type of radio host that I am not. What's my hit rate, Wes?
Oh, your hit rate's good.
Thank you. So I don't just say stuff.
No, it's really good.
I don't just say stuff.
It's really good.
I'm just saying I got a feel for this. I got vibes. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week when a Carolina player transfers to State.
And we hope Miami is still playing next week.
No, we don't. No. It's time to root for Joe's wallet, Wes.
Hey, I heard Murph was on here telling you how close you are to being able to do it legally.
We're ready.
Yeah, we're not there yet. Sorry,
Wes. We'll talk to you next week, man.
See you guys.